Welcome back. I'm sure the friends of Facts and Park are really hoping for a day not like today on Saturday, July 31st,
yes.
For a big celebration up at Facts and Park. Lori Kroll is here from the Friends to tell us about that group and about the celebration. Thanks for coming over.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's
on
a pleasure.
Rainy day.
I know, right? I'm sure you are hoping for a nice,
I really hope so.
Sunny.
Yeah,
day.
Hopefully July turns around and becomes a little bit sunnier.
Yeah, I think so.
Especially for our event.
Exactly. Yeah, because we've all learned about how important it is to be outside.
I know, especially over the past year. Exactly.
Really? Yeah.
We've seen up at Faxon Park just the amount of people. You know, where I live is actually borders Faxon Park, so we can see the foot traffic, and mm-hmm. it's been amazing just to see all the folks that are up there taking advantage now. You
yep.
know, with dogs or with families or just out hiking on their own. It's been really awesome.
Yeah. The Friends themselves are pretty new, right? The Friends of Faxon Park?
Yeah, we're new. Kind of, there was a loosely formed Friends of Faxon group back in 2009. There was a master plan that was drafted. I actually have a little
yep.
copy of it here with
yep.
me. But, you know, an effort to kind of look at the park and decide what the future holds and kind of form a loose idea of what's going to be done with the park.
Yeah.
And the group that the neighbors that got together to do that in conjunction with, I think it was Councillor Ramondi at the time,
mm-hmm.
was spearheading that.
Right.
Those folks got together and gave their input, and there were improvements that were made. So my husband, former Ward 2 Councillor Brad Kroll, got $750,000 appropriated through the city for the park, and there were improvements made. You know, the Red Diamond Trail got put in.
Yes.
The playground got put
That's
in.
That's the most visible one,
yes,
it's right on the road.
Which is
yeah.
very popular.
Yeah.
Most recently, there was a fence put in around the playground. There's been you know, trail maintenance, etc.
Yep.
And it's been an evolving project, but you know, really, that Friends of Faxon group that put together the original plan didn't really have any sort of formal, you know, meetings or anything like that.
Right.
So we saw an opportunity during the pandemic with several, you know, neighbors, community members that had seen some things they were concerned about in the park as far as like littering or homeless population, and it was then Ward 2 Councillor Brad Kroll about the issue. He got together the police and the park department and the citizen, you know, the community,
mm-hmm.
to walk through the park and look at the issues, and really as a result of that conversation kind of bore the Friends of Faxon Park. So we decided to start meeting regularly
yeah.
and solicit, you know, people in the community to join us, and really with the idea of preserving the park
mm-hmm.
as it stands, but then also finding ways to improve the park
yes.
and then increasing foot traffic in the park and
yep.
just getting people to come out and use it more. So
yeah, so much of it really is undeveloped. It's
mm-hmm.
Very rural, if
mm-hmm.
you will, you know, very kind of overgrown. I know a lot mm-hmm. of it is not accessible.
Yeah, it's interesting. In the city, you know, there's multiple areas we can kind of go and hike and trails, but Faxon's unique in the scope, how big it is.
Yeah.
You know, there was an original smaller portion, and then through the years there were smaller bits and pieces that were kind of acquired,
right, yeah.
And sort of pieced together. So, I mean, most people don't even know there's a Blue Dot Trail
mm-hmm.
that sneaks through the back if you go up to the Red Diamond and kind of keep going back to your left on this little narrow trail that's not even really marked. You end up finding these blue dots, and you can follow those all the way down, really behind, almost behind, like where Walmart would be,
okay.
and Bower Road.
Yep.
And it's you follow that trail, and you're like, you don't even realize that you're still in Quincy. It's
right.
such a huge parcel of land.
Yeah.
But like you said, it's a lot of it is unmarked, overgrown. So those are some of the things that we're, as a group, tackling. Volunteers to help clear trails, mark trails.
Mm-hmm.
Commissioner Murphy just recently, you know, we have a really good relationship with Commissioner Murphy, and a big shout out and thank you to him and his team. But one of the frustrations we expressed was for folks that do like to go up there and hike or visit the park, there wasn't really, you know, like a kiosk or a map. Usually when you go to hike somewhere, there'll be like a kiosk that shows you a map of the park, and
sure.
maybe have like doggy bags and things like that, and there wasn't anything like that at the park. And so we expressed that, and Commissioner Murphy and his team are already working on that, on building a kiosk, so that ideally we'd love to have it so that people can go up there to hike and look at the map and see the trails
mm-hmm.
and get around and enjoy it, because it's really a gem.
How many acres is it, Lori? Even just roughly.
Of course you want to ask me. I honestly don't know off the top of my head. I want to say
okay.
it's about 80 acres.
I was going to say 75.
Yeah,
okay.
I think approximately 80.
Think about that. In an urban setting,
right.
you know, 75, 80 acres of parkland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot. And,
most of it is, the part that's used is really just those fields. You know, you think of the paved road,
yes.
The playground,
yeah.
Maybe the Red Diamond Trail. But like I said, that Blue Dot Trail that snakes over towards Braintree,
mm-hmm.
It's being used more now, but there's a lot of the park that could be used that's not being used.
As a matter of fact, it's a historic park.
It is.
You know, on the register and
yep.
Surrounded by that stone wall, beautiful stone wall.
Mm-hmm.
That was a part of the WPA project, I think, years ago.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It was a gift from Henry Faxon to the city,
mm-hmm.
And it was interesting. In the master plan, mm-hmm. Here, they talk about some of the requirements that he gave, and some of the stipulations he gave was he wanted to make sure that there was no alcohol ever provided for sale on the property.
Really?
It was one of his rules.
Okay.
So it was kind of unique when he gave it to be, he said that it was in August in 1885, Henry Harbrook Faxon donated at that time it was 26.8 acres
okay.
of land that was inherited from his father, Job Faxon, near the summit of Penn's Hill. And it had three conditions.
Okay.
To be used as a public park, free, to all inhabitants of Quincy forever.
Okay.
To be called and known as Faxon Park forever.
Okay.
And that no intoxicating liquors shall ever be sold on said premises under license of any public authority forever.
Interesting.
So very interesting,
yeah.
That at that time, that was really important
to him.
That
was a major priority, yeah.
Right.
You can understand the access issues, you know, being important.
Yes,
but then
throwing in the liquor thing,
yeah.
You know,
okay.
Which is interesting because you go up there and you see the trash and you say, people are not listening to this because there are people that are leaving.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
It happens.
How many friends of Faxon Park are there? How much? How many?
So there's a loose group right now on our email distribution list, probably between 40 and 50 people that are on our distribution
okay.
list.
All right.
So our email is friendsoffaxonpark@gmail.com. And of those 40 to 50 people, we have monthly meetings the first Thursday of the month. We've been meeting in person now that it's safe to do so,
okay.
At 6 o'clock up at the pavilion at Faxon Park. And at those meetings in person, there's probably just a handful of us that are really active
okay.
that are showing up
right.
at the meetings, but we're hoping to grow that. I mean, really, the group is for the community.
Right.
And you don't have to live in a certain area. If you love the park, if you want to help, if you want to give feedback, we welcome you. We want to hear your opinions and it's open to anyone, and
okay.
it's free. So
it is free.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know you're trying to become an official nonprofit, right?
Yes.
How's
so
that
we just
going?
Adopted yeah. Our. I have pregnancy brain. Forgive me, but the articles of like not articles of incorporation, but you know the master document for our group.
Yep.
We just adopted that, and
yep.
so we're in the process of getting a board together,
okay.
and then we're going to be forming a 501c3 as
okay.
well. Yeah.
All right. So you can actually then begin to collect donations at that
yes.
point. You know.
So, I mean, thankfully, recently, huge thank you to Representative Mariano. He was able to secure, through an earmark, $50,000 for the Friends of Faxon
wow.
From the state.
That's wonderful.
So that's earmarked, you know, to be funneled through the city or what have you to the Friends of Faxon to use at the park. That was huge. So that, in addition to the $750,000 from Councillor Kroll, former Councillor Kroll,
mm-hmm.
You know, we have funds available to be able to do things.
Okay.
We've made some progress. I mentioned the kiosk.
Yes.
And then Commissioner Murphy also got some porta potties put in recently that people may have noticed,
okay.
one by the playground.
All right. Something that's important, right?
You yeah, know, it's like baby yeah. steps. We're just trying to figure out what's important and prioritize and
Yeah. Is it lighted, Lori? Is there nighttime activities?
Well, the fields. I mean,
okay.
the fields
oh,
have
right.
lights.
Yeah.
Right.
right.
But other than that, like the passive use trails and stuff like that, there's no.
Is that a goal? Is that something that people think is important?
Not right now, but
okay.
we're open to feedback, Joe. So if
I'm
you want
just
to throw,
you know?
throw your input in, we'll put it on our list. We're open to thoughts, you know, whatever. People have lots of thoughts. We've talked about accessibility for the trails.
Yes.
So for the Red Diamond Trail, making it more accessible for folks that maybe have strollers or in mobility devices. Obviously accessibility is one of our goals. So
yeah.
that's something we've talked about. The porta potties having a real quote bathroom at some point.
Yeah.
Water fountains perhaps. But then really, you know, the goal being just that passive use, just helping to clear the trails, mark the trails. You know, we look at Blue Hills and the Friends of Blue Hills
mm-hmm.
is kind of a,
mm-hmm.
a model
okay.
of what they've done over there
all
through
right.
the years to
yeah.
really keep things clean and you know, upkept and preserve that natural
yeah.
beauty.
Of course, they have the backing of the state, so it's
true.
A little different. Yeah.
True. Their wallet's a little bit bigger than ours.
Yeah, right. But it's a start, right?
It is. And we're so lucky the mayor's been great supporting us. And, you know, I know he was involved with the drafting of the master plan originally and
yes.
has mentioned it recently.
Yep.
So we've just been really lucky to have a good partnership with the park department, the mayor, a couple of the counselors, Councilor Palmucci and Councilor Andronico, both sent out a mailing regarding our upcoming event, so that was great also.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. I know you had a big turnout for Cleaner, Greener Quincy this year, right?
Folks, yeah, we did. We had a great turnout. So one of our members, Monica, actually spearheaded that, and we had a bunch of folks that showed up and cleaned, and that's one thing we've been able to do quite a bit is have cleanups for folks that are available and interested in showing up and just grabbing some gloves and a bag. We have little ones, you know, older folks, all ages that show up and kind of get together and just, there's always stuff to pick up, unfortunately.
Of course, so, yeah. Well, when you've got 80 acres to maintain.
Yeah, but it's in really good shape now. I feel like the first time we did a cleanup, perhaps, there was some stuff that maybe had been there for a while,
yes,
but we've, because our plan is to do them roughly quarterly, we hope to kind of stay on top of things so that it doesn't really get, you know, too bad.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. One thing that you've all kind of agreed it would be a great thing to do is have a party.
Yes, a very big party.
Yeah.
So we thought, you know, coming off of the pandemic, folks have been, you know, inside and not been able to get together for a while. So we thought, you know, getting together outdoors is pretty safe.
Yes, yeah.
So we put together a picnic at the park event. So it's on July 31st from 3 to 6. And the idea is pack a picnic.
Yeah.
Bring some snacks, bring your family, bring your dog, bring your friends, bring whoever, come by yourself, bring a chair, sit up on the green at the top of the park.
Okay.
We're going to have a band, some live music, chill out, relax in the park, listen to some music, have some snacks. We're going to have food trucks. We'll have Lolly Jelly's Waffles will be there, as well as Smiles by the Mile ice cream. So if you want to buy something, you can.
Okay.
The Lolly Jelly's Waffles is actually interesting. So they're a modern take on the old-fashioned waffle.
Oh.
So you picture like a popsicle that's a waffle.
Yeah.
But then they do like, they'll have a fruity tutti waffle, they'll have Oreo, but then they have some savory ones. So you can get one that has like, it's almost like a cone of, like a waffle cone, and inside is pulled pork and pineapple slaw.
Okay.
So it's very interesting. So you can grab a waffle while you're there.
So they're going to make them for
you
right
there? Yeah, they'll
be
at the truck and you can come up and get a waffle. Or Smiles by the Mile is actually a local woman that lives right over in Penn's Hill.
Okay.
She could walk over, you know, to the park, to the event, and she's going to be there with her ice cream truck as well. So
fun. Okay.
Yeah.
And no alcohol.
No alcohol will be served.
Will be
and funnily enough, we talked about having, you know, should we have beer trucks or something? And then it's right here.
It's
nope.
Right there in black and white.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me about the music. Who's performing?
Oh, the Wolfpack will be there.
The Wolfpack.
Yeah. So they actually performed at one of Brad, you know, former Councillor Kroll's events a while back. But they do, their tunes are great. I mean, it's like some classic rock and just, you know, music that everybody can enjoy, little ones, and everyone.
Kids can dance around to, and and have a good time. Okay,
all age kids can dance around. And
how are you kind of reaching out? And it's probably a lot of people in the city that don't even know where Faxon Park is, Lori. Unfortunately,
I know,
because there's a lot of new people coming into the city that might not be familiar.
It's been, you know, it's been interesting trying to spread the word. So traditionally, you know, you've been a great help as far as
happy
spreading the word about events.
Sure, we're happy
which
here
has been
at QA
great.
TV to do it. Yeah.
The Quincy Sun usually puts an ad in there, which they did for this as well.
Good.
We don't have a Facebook presence right now, but we're looking for volunteers. So if someone is on social media likes doing things on Facebook and is willing to take that on, we would love to start like a Facebook group for the Friends of Faxon.
Okay.
And then Instagram, we do have an Instagram account where we just share like pictures of the park and things like that.
Okay.
So, and word of mouth, and like I said, the two counselors that agreed to do a mailing to their districts, to Ward 4 and Ward 2, will get mailings about the event.
Excellent.
So that's kind of how we're reaching people right now.
Are there friends of other parks in the city, or do you think you might inspire other groups?
I don't know, but I would love to think that inspires other parks to have friends groups.
Yeah.
I think it's great to have an advocacy group or just for a particular park, you know?
I think Faxon Park is probably the most visible. I'm sure it's the largest in the city, aside from Marymount Park.
Right.
You know, it's
right.
part of it. But there are so many smaller pocket parks, if you will, throughout the city that people might not be aware of.
Yeah,
you know?
It's nice to kind of adopt it and sort of befriend it and think of, you know, ways to improve the park. And it's been a nice relationship. I'm sure the city appreciates having a group that's willing to go in and do the cleanings and do our share of work, and they're also being a great partner with supplying us with the tools that we need and listening to our concerns. It's been really nice.
Has a bike trail been talked about at all? I'm just curious if that might be something.
No, but that is something to certainly think about.
Yeah, it seems to be a popular you know, pastime, certainly. Yeah. When you have an area that large, you can mm-hmm. have a pleasurable experience on a bike, I'm sure. Maybe Quinn Cycles might be able to work with you on
that. That's a great idea.
On that.
Yeah. I'm familiar with that group.
Just thinking out loud.
Yeah, that's a good thought. The former Quincy High site is another sort of talking point that we've brought up at meetings as well, is okay. what to do with that. In the master plan, there was some mention of like a pond. And so we've talked about that, as you know, whether, and nothing formal, but yeah. you know, does that make sense to do maybe like a little, you know, pond where you can go and sit in the summer and spring, and then you could skate in the winter? You know, it would be passive. You wouldn't need to, but that site's been something we've talked about and trying to brainstorm ideas of what to do.
Yeah.
And that's why we want people to be involved, is we want many voices to give their thoughts and not have a few people decide what happens in this park.
So. Sure. I'm curious, did you get more folks at your meetings virtually than you are in person?
Yeah, I mean, probably a few more, but
okay.
still not a ton.
Okay.
I would love to see, I mean, especially in person, it's nice to have a lot of people
yeah.
joining. Virtually, it can be tough if you have a lot of people to make sure everybody gets a chance to share. But yeah, I would love to see more people involved.
Yeah. Do you think you'll use the virtual platform for anything in the future?
Yeah, we've used it with this lovely weather in July.
Oh, that's true.
Our July meeting was rained out the first Thursday of July. And then the second Thursday of July, we were going to meet in person, but because of the weather, we ended up doing it virtually. So,
okay.
Yeah, we still have that as a backup plan.
Which leads me to my next question I have to ask. Is there
a backup rain plan in case it rains?
For the party in the park?
No, there's no rain date.
Okay.
So
bring an umbrella.
If it's really bad, obviously,
we
would cancel the event.
Yeah.
But we're just crossing our fingers that things turn around.
how much wetter can it get, right?
Don't say that.
I know. So again, a recap, July 31st, picnic at the park,
mm-hmm.
Faxon Park.
Yep.
Come on out, enjoy.
Yep.
Eat, be merry.
Yes, eat, don't drink, and be merry.
That's right. again, a good contact point, Lori?
Yeah, I would say you can follow us on Instagram,
okay.
Friends of Faxon Park, but email is probably the best. And
okay.
if you send an email over, then we can add you to the email list. If you come to our event, we'll have a little table where you can write down your name and your email address to get hooked in.
Okay.
But we'd love to see you at our event for sure. And then if you want to participate and you know, chime in on your thoughts for the park, we welcome that too.
Okay, and again, when are the meetings?
The first Thursday of the month, 6 o'clock, under the pavilion at the the top of the hill at Faxon Park.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Anything else we should let folks know about
right now? I think that's it.
Okay.
I had some notes.
I know you wanted to make sure you thanked everybody.
Yeah, Representative Mariano, Commissioner Murphy, the mayor, Councilors Andronico and Palmucci, former Councilor Kroll, Smiles by the Mile, Wally Jolly. I think that covers everything.
You get them all
in there. Of course, my fellow friends of Faxon,
who
have been coming to the meetings and helping and volunteering, and we could still use folks to volunteer to help set up or clean up the day of the event.
Okay.
Or just help the during the event. So
okay. Yeah. Any timeline for when the nonprofit status might be solidified?
Well, with my upcoming baby, that's probably going to slow things down. But I mean, hopefully.
Oh, please, come on.
I know, right? Hopefully within like the next 6 months or so, I would hope.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Okay, so sometime in 2021, perhaps.
Yes, I would hope so.
Great.
I would hope by the end of the year.
Well, let us know.
I will.
All right, and hope to see you on the 31st.
Yes.
Thanks a lot,
Lori.
Thank you. You're very welcome.